Now let's see. The knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bone's connected to the hip bone. Oh, welcome back to the Vault of Horror. Don't mind me, kiddies. I'm just putting back together my old friend, Boney Malone. He's been gone for years, ever since his two-timing wife did him in. In fact, he was positively broken up over her. Oh dear, not again. Well, let's say we visit an anatomy class of a different kind. Ah yes, here we are. Hampshire Medical School, New England, 1914. This is a story I'm just dying to tell, about how one teacher's mad desire to keep his job leads to his gruesome reputation as a doctor of horror. Dr. Artemis Lawford has a bit of a problem. His students are dropping like flies.
Right!
Quiet, everyone. Class is in session.
Before we conclude, I want each of you to write down the following six words. Osteology, syndesmology, myology, angiology, neurology, and finally, splanchnology. These are the systems of systematic human anatomy. You all who would combine the practices of medicine and surgery will become well acquainted with these systems, the structures characteristic of all regions of the human body, and the relationship of organs as they stand in reference to one another. Or, in other words, by the end of this semester, the grand design of the human body had better be second nature to you, or else consider a different profession. Now, get some rest. The real work begins Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. sharp, and I do mean sharp. Dismissed.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Lawford. Dean Finch.
Good morning, Artemis.
And to what do I owe the pleasure?
No pleasure here, I'm afraid. I'm actually here in regard to the semester's attendance.
And what's wrong with it? Fair bunch of students this time around. That Hawkins lad is especially...
You call 13 students a fair bunch. Artemis, attendance has been falling off with your class over the last 2 years. And now this. Suffice it to say, Oh, dear, I'm not quite sure how to...
Edgar, if you've got something to say to me, then bloody well say it.
Oh, very well. Artemis, the decision has been made by the board to combine your class with that of Dr. Cranshaw's.
Wait, combine my class with Dr. Cranshaw's? What are you
talking... His class currently stands at 50. With 13 additional students, it comes out to 63. That's a class size that he can easily handle.
You're telling me this now? On the first day of classes.
Well, we needed to see if there were any last-minute additions, didn't we? And there aren't.
With all due respect, the attendance numbers are what they are. What is important is that two semesters in a row now, over 90% of my students have earned top grades. Now that's a claim that Cranshaw can't make.
Dr. Cranshaw has so many students that he requires an assistant. It's about the numbers as much as the grades, you know that. The decision was made at board level. There's nothing I... Well, there is one thing you could do to increase class size, but I warn you, it is rather extreme.
Tell me.
Cadavers.
What?
We took an informal poll of the students, and there was one thing they all agreed upon. They wanted cadavers to work on. Now, Dr. Crenshaw has 4 cadavers. That's 1 for roughly every 12 students. Were you to find more cadavers than him?
You know damn well accommodations must be made with the constabulary and town morgue well ahead of time, provided the family is even willing to donate their loved ones' corpses. Hell, Crenshaw makes deals the previous semester.
Again, it's about the numbers.
If you can't find a way to bring in more students, then we'll have to consolidate the classes. The board sees no reason to spend limited funds on 2 teachers.
What about my tenure, Edgar?
I'm sorry, old man.
Blast it!
Evening, Dr. Lawford. What'll it be?
Whatever you've got, the stronger the better.
Bad day.
It's gonna be here.
Very bad.
I'm sorry.
I know it's late, but you wouldn't have anything to eat, would you?
There might be some steak and kidney pie, but I'll go check.
Thanks.
Grave robbing? You've been reading Frankenstein again?
I'm serious, Hawkins. That's where medical schools found their cadavers.
Oh, biggest load of bull to come out of your mouth.
Well, all true. Dr. Kirby told me. The schools figured the benefits outweighed the disgusting part of it all.
So who did the dirty work, pun intended? The teachers?
No. They hired men to do that for them. Called them resurrectionists. Always worked in teams of 2. Sending spies to funerals, usually women, to scout where the grave was. And then that night, they'd remove the body. New bodies were easier because the earth was fresh. Bodies that were underground longer, those were the tough ones. The resurrectionists dug a tunnel under the coffin, busted it open, and carried the body up top.
You know what? Forget I asked.
1 very strong scotch. I'm sorry, we're completely out of wine.
Not to worry.
I know you did.
Where I'm going, the last thing I need right now is an appetite. Night.
Right. Right then.
Mr. Hawkins, and your associate. The next round is on me.
Thank you, Dr. Lawford, but what did we do to deserve that?
It's not what you did, it's what you said.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Dr. Artemis Lawford, though frail and meek, is always capable of bringing out hidden and curious talents when it comes to protecting his position. Just like this night, when the good doctor, his face hidden by hats and scarves, directs 2 undesirables on a rather undesirable task, shovels flying this way and that.
Just this one time, no one will ever know.
No one will ever know, he says. Just this one time, he says. Famous last words, my dear doctor.
5 cadavers in less than a day.
Remarkable.
And that's 1 more than Dr. Crenshaw.
I'm right here, Dr. Lawford.
Oh, yes. So you are.
I must say I'm impressed, Artemis. But how did you... I knew yourself.
Trade secret. Let's just say I called in a few favors and did a little digging.
Hey, who's the comedian here?
Certainly enough to keep my class for another semester, provided more students sign up.
And they will sign up upon hearing this news. Well done, Artemis.
I'll even help spread the word to the other classes.
I appreciate this, Edgar.
Well, nicely done.
Thank you, Cranshaw.
Certainly hope you'll be able to keep up the demand throughout the rest of the semester.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Yes, Dr. Lawford keeps his position. His resurrection is providing fresh bodies throughout the year, and the next year and the year after that, even hiring their unscrupulous, hardened girlfriends to attend funerals and find where the deceased would be buried so as to allow for quick removal. While Dr. Lawford's job proves secure, his ambition asserts itself as he hears other teachers calling him a leading professor in anatomy. All but Dr. Cranshaw. Shocker. Well, eventually, our resurrectionists meet an untimely end due to their off-gravesite antics. And Dr. Lawford finds a place for them in one of his classes. How charitable. Now we're nearing the end of another school year. No more cadavers. Of course. He doesn't need them anymore, he says to himself. It's the end of the year. Oh, famous last words, my dear doctor.
Oh, and remember, I will be in my office on Thursday, but not Friday.
Right, okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Hawkins.
Thank
you. Yes, sir? I could use some help.
Doctor!
Edgar. You know James Hawkins, don't you?
I certainly do. Young Mr. Hawkins. I understand you'll be assisting Dr. Lawford next year?
Indeed, sir. Quite an honor.
Well, you may find that there is a far greater honor coming in your immediate future.
Sir?
Please leave us, Mr. Hawkins.
By all means. Until later, Doctor.
Yes. All right, then. I'm intrigued.
Artemis, what I'm about to tell you, you must keep to yourself for now, yes?
Of course.
Effective immediately. I will be taking over as governor of the medical school.
What? Governor? But what about...
Wrightson is taking early retirement, and the board informed me this morning that I will be taking his place.
Well, I'd say congratulations are in order.
Oh, please. Congratulations aren't necessary. I was next in line anyway. So no great surprise there. However, that does leave a position open. Namely, mine.
Wait, am I being considered for your position?
You are.
Oh my God, I'm honored. Absolutely honored.
I should hope so.
And Hawkins, I could hire him as my assistant.
What do you think I meant by greater honor? Mind you now, that's based on whether or not you get the position. It's not a done deal yet. It comes down to you and Dr. Cranshaw.
Cranshaw. Again, Edgar, we both know that
I... We both know that you are behind him, albeit barely, in terms of seniority and experience. Which brings me to tomorrow morning. The board, of course, wants to interview you. But they also want to observe one of your classes, after which they'll observe one conducted by Cranshaw. Both classes will take place here, and both classes will include a complete dissection. Now, I've informed Dr. Cranshaw, and I'm sure he is already preparing his last cadaver, so I suggest you start preparing one as well.
Tomorrow?
Yes. You do have one more cadaver, don't you? Or you can acquire one from your ever-mysterious benefactor?
Yes. Yes, of course I can procure one.
Excellent. Well then, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Remember, Artemis, it's either you or Dr. Crenshaw. So make this the best lesson of your career.
I need another cadaver. All right. Everything ready. I just need another cadaver. Dare I go back to that alley to find new gravediggers? Some true villains lurking about there.
Ah! Looks like you've got all your knives sharpened for tomorrow.
Don't you ever knock, Crenshaw.
Simply came in to wish you luck.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to need it.
You know, Crenshaw, there's only one thing bigger than your so-called talent, and that's your ego. And you have no idea how much I'm going to enjoy putting both in its place tomorrow. Now, if you have nothing else, I must be off.
Off to acquire more cadavers?
Why? What's it to you?
Lawford, you have the rest of the instructors talking incessantly about your success in getting those bodies for your lectures, and yet no one knows how you have been able to accomplish it.
You're after my secret, then.
On the contrary, you're going to tell me your secret.
Now, why on earth would I want to do that?
Because I have decided that my first duty when I take over is to have you removed from your position.
What? I have tenure, you pompous ass.
And I'll have a duty to keep the yearly budget in line, just like Finch did. We're running a school, not a charitable organization. Finch gave you tenure. I can remove it. I'll find someone younger, and more importantly, better. However, were you to tell me where your supply comes from, well, now that's a different situation, isn't it?
Blackmail? You would actually sink to blackmail? Get the hell out of my office!
Have it your way. See you tomorrow.
Wait!
You're so predictable, Lawford. So predictable and so pusillanimous.
Can you talk to
you? Shut up!
Well, thank you, Crenshaw. You just saved me a trip to the slums.
I don't understand this. I told Dr. Crenshaw 9 a.m. He's never late.
Well, we can't wait for him.
No, we most certainly can't. Dr. Lawford, if you're ready.
I am.
Then let's begin. Everyone, take your seats, please.
Right.
To his face is completely disfigured.
Who knows? Perhaps someone had an axe to grind with him.
I mean it. Cut it out.
Oh.
Anyway, he gets the job. And the months roll by uneventfully. Until one day, when secure as Dean of the Surgeon School, Lawford's ambitions once again come to life. Or death.
Hawkins?
Dean Lawford.
I just received word. Finch is retiring from his position as governor.
Already? But he just took the job.
It's his heart. The stress of his additional duties has finally taken its toll, which means...
Which means you're next in line? What wonderful news!
Not wonderful yet. there's much that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. The board is doing an impromptu inspection of the school tomorrow, which includes classes.
Tomorrow? But that doesn't leave us...
They do this all the time. Try to throw the potential replacements off guard, but they don't know that I know, and that gives us the upper hand. We have got to show these clods that the school has progressed even further since I became dean, which means you need to bring out the best lesson of your potential career tomorrow.
Dean Lawford, you know I have no cadavers. None of the other anatomy teachers have any.
You leave that to me. A number of cadavers will arrive later tonight. Get young Mr. Lewis to assist you in preparing them the moment they arrive. This billfold contains several hundred dollars. Pay the delivery men when they arrive, yes?
Yes, but wait, where are you going?
To the authorities. Make sure that nothing goes wrong with the delivery of the cadavers. Get moving, lad. Get moving.
Yes, sir.
It's been quite a while since Dean Lawford has been in the Black Crow Tavern. The first time to hire his resurrectionist. Now he needs something, or someone, even more sanguine than the last two barbarians.
If we get any more of this watered-down beer, I'm gonna take a knife to somebody's throat!
Yep, found him.
Exactly what I'm looking for.
If you don't got our beers, then you can get out as fast as you came in.
The scarf.
Suffice it to say, I'd rather you not know my real face.
Not fond of talking to people if I can't see what they look like.
Aye.
Bunch of hooligans, aren't you?
Hey, you might say that. We used to run with the Gostin gang out of Boston.
And before that, the Hudson Dusters in New York.
What's it to you?
Perfect.
What?
This guy's batty.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Call me Dad. And again, what's it to you?
Mr. Dowd, I have need of people with your particular skills who might be anxious to earn some, how do you call it, scratch for a night's work? The sort of work that would frighten, well, less courageous men.
We're listening.
Along the waterfront are some of the most detestable people you can imagine. The Hampshire Medical School has need of their bodies. 15 of them, to be precise. And in exchange, $300.
Oh, they're not be trying to screw us.
100 now. And 200 upon completion. But you only get the rest of it when you bring the medical school 15 bodies.
15, you say? Easy.
Aye.
And get started. It's getting bad out there.
Let's go, boys. Let's go get some bodies.
Off to work they go. And if innocent people were hurt by Lawford's mad ambition, well, that's just the course of history, he tells himself. But in this kind of weather... the job proves much harder than they think.
Norlock! Hell, I can barely see in this thing.
This weather's keeping everyone indoors. You'll have to go into the buildings. Drag everybody out if you have to.
Dart! Nothing!
What do you mean, nothing?
Oh, you heard me.
Pathetic! All of you!
What'd you call us?
You heard me. You gorillas are pathetic!
Gorillas?
I need 15 bodies, and you've given me nothing. You hear me, you stupid jackanapes? Nothing!
14 bodies!
Dr. Hawkins?
Dr. Hawkins, I went to the police station, like you said. There's been no sign of Dean Lawford.
All right, that's it. I'm going to look for him. Lewis, you stay here in case he... Dean Lawford?
I'm sorry, who are you?
We were told to bring the corpses here. We're soaked, we're exhausted, and we better get our $200 or there's going to be 17 bodies.
I have your money, huh? Let's get these on the table. Lewis, help them.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's already 10 o'clock. We don't have a moment to lose.
We're doing the best we can here. Someone had to help us out. We wouldn't even have this one.
Get moving.
Dr. Hawkins, do you still want me...
Stop talking and get help. The bodies have to be prepared. Go. Go.
Yes, ma'am.
Right there is fine. Right there is fine.
Mr. Hawkins, we can't wait for Dean Lawford any longer. It's already 9:10.
Not to worry, sir. I am more than ready.
Excellent. Everyone, take your seats. Take your seats, please.
Mr. Lewis, who cleaned this one?
One of those ruffians, actually. I couldn't find it.
Not to worry. Not to worry. I'm sure they did fine. Good morning, gentlemen. It's fair to say that everything Dean Lawford has done over the past few years has been in preparation for this moment.
Hawkins, the corpse.
It's Dean Lawford.
Like someone helped Dr. Lawford receive the reward he so richly deserved. Pathetic, all of you. Famous last words, my dead doctor. Ha 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 ha